everybody. This is Angelo Reyes here today on Angelo Reyes's podcast. And we have a very special guest today. I want to introduce to y'all energy awareness coach Glenn Ackerman. How are we doing, Glenn?
Hey, doing great, Angelo. Great to be here with
you. We are stoked to have you on here. I cannot even express right now how stoked we are to have you on the podcast, man. We've been listening to you for a while. We kind of heard about you through RSD, Real Social Dynamics, and we've been following you for a minute since then. And I just want to say the things that I've learned from you just in the snippets that you've shown, because I know you put a lot of really good free content out there on Instagram, YouTube, etc. A lot of the stuff you put out has already started to affect me in my life. I'd say there's stuff that I was noticing before I even got into your energy awareness type of system that you have, which as far as I would say what you're doing in a sense from an outside point of view, since I've been following you, is you're teaching the mind not to chase instant gratification. Would you say that that sounds about right on like a more physical, biological, neurological level?
I would, but I wouldn't lead with that, because if you don't know how the energy works, then people would say, well, why don't I, what's wrong with instant gratification? And what I would say is what my work does is it identifies the hidden energies that affect us, that affect human beings that we don't even know it, that are operating below our consciousness, below our ability to recognize it or discover it. And because there's these energetic patterns within us that are operating that we can't see, we're operating with a smaller percentage in what I call our operating system. So, you know, I use the metaphor of the iceberg, 10% above the water, 90% below the water. And the 10% that you can see, most people navigate from that. But it was the 90% that sunk the Titanic. It wasn't sunk by the 10%. It was sunk by the 90% that it couldn't see. Not by the energy it could see. It was sunk by what it couldn't see. So I was saying this is that which we can see, we can control. But that which we can't see controls us. And this unlocks one of the biggest mysteries in the self-help, personal development, self-development fields that has been around for decades, which is why is it so hard to change? You know, that's the question. Why is it so hard to change? You know, we're at one place and we want to be at another. And the paradigm for self-help books and tapes and seminars has been, you know, get inspired by something, create a goal, work a plan, work the plan until you succeed, and then you'll have it. That's pretty much the formula of every self-help book or, you know, success book out there. And unfortunately, that particular formula has the 97% failure rate. And the reason why that is because you're just working with the 10%, and the 10% that says, oh, well, okay, I'm here and I want to be there, so let's go over there. But there are factors, there's hidden energies involved that stop us, that are what we call issues. And an issue is a pattern of behavior or a situation in life that doesn't seem to clear up, that it just becomes a problem over and over again, and you just can't get relief. Some people have issues with money, can't make the money they want, or some people have issues with relationships. You know, relationships just they don't never seem to work out, or health, or a variety of other things. So, in my work, energy awareness training, we identify what these hidden energies are, and virtually everything is an energy that we're dealing with in this world. This I call the energetic planet. Your seventh grade teacher may have told you, Angelo, that everything's energy. Well, that's what my seventh grade teacher told me, but I didn't understand what that meant until I read a quote from Nikola Tesla, the famous inventor, that said, if you really want to understand the mysteries of this life, then you'll start to look at everything in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So what he was saying is that we're living in an energy planet, and everything that we do in this life is an energetic exchange. Going to work, energetic exchange. We're exchanging our energy for the energy of others, for the energy of money, for example. Relationships, we're exchanging our energy to get loving energy or affection energy back. Being healthy, we're, you know, we exercise and we try to eat right so that we can keep, you know, a healthy pattern, or I call a high vibration energy pattern, going on. So this is a profound discovery that I think is going to be one of the hottest topics and one of the most important formulas for change, you know, in the new millennium and the new decade coming up here. And that's been the foundation of my work.
I know, speaking about this whole bigger picture of things with the way that your energy awareness works, I know that you said you had some teachers before, and there were a few books that you got into. I'm pretty sure the Kybalion, you mentioned the Kybalion in one of your interviews.
Actually, I mentioned the study of Kabbalah itself. The Kybalion is a great little book, mm-hmm. and I recommend it. I developed energy awareness training before I read the Kybalion, but I was familiar with the terms. See, most of what I teach and a lot of stuff that's backed up by the Kybalion, they're principles, and it's wisdom that's been around for thousands of years. Unfortunately, in order to get this kind of wisdom, and the real secrets of how life works, you pretty much had to, you know, either be real super religious or be, you know, working with a master for decades, years, and took a long time. So I have almost a 30-year background now in personal development. Been doing this since high school and college. And so I've been down so many different roads of personal development. I was a personal development trainer myself. I had a background in many different disciplines, including NLP, energy work, quantum science. I don't know if I mentioned energy healing work. So I work with a lot of different disciplines and a lot of different things. And, you know, this thing would work a little bit and that thing would work a little bit, but not the way I wanted to. So it's been a long journey because, you know, I got in this because I wanted to heal myself. I had energy patterns of anxiety, of stress, of worry, of doubt. And I was constantly battling that negative voice in my head that's always trying to tell you that the world's about to end and that life sucks and all that stuff. And I tried years to deal with that. And it wasn't until I became energetically aware and put all the pieces together and had a download of what energy awareness training is that I was able to come up with the system that completely healed me of all that stuff that I'd been trying years to heal. And now I help other people do the same thing. So most people have been around the block a couple of times. You know, they've read the books, they've done the seminars, they've walked on fire and, you know, jumped up and down at seminars, and nothing wrong with any of that stuff, but the proof's in the pudding. How do you feel? How do you feel being inside your body? What's your energy like? What's the quality of your life? And all of those things go right back to energy. So energy awareness is going to be, as I mentioned, going to be one of the key factors here in this coming decade.
And I know you said you've been down a lot of paths to get where you are now with your understanding of the
yes.
way that energy works in life. So I guess a question that I have is, I'm sure you've maybe delved a little bit into Carl Jung.
Sure.
Right. So how similar would you say the concept of energy is to the collective unconscious? Because I have, we'll say, an intuition, a personal intuition that these energies that you're talking about are maybe archetypal, maybe ancestral. And of course, there's energies that are maybe in our day-to-day life, but I have kind of this, you know, sneaking hunch that there's also energies that are passed down from generation to generation to generation that we can become aware of. So would you say that that's accurate? And also, would you say that your energy awareness has any similarities to the idea of the collective unconscious controlling our day-to-day consciousness?
Wow, Angelo, that's a great question. That's a great question. What I would say is the energies that I'm talking about, these hidden energies, are sourced from a lot of different places. But in my training, one of the concepts I teach is the nature of energy is eternal. So according to science, we are our energetic nature, the stuff that we're made up of, that energy never dies. It just changes form, kind of like water. You know, it might be a liquid, it might be a solid, it might be a gas, but the energy never changes. So we come into these bodies, and no one ever told us how it works. You know, there's a part of us that is spiritual and that's eternal and that's energetic, and that seems to be unlimited and connected to all possibilities and free. And yet they're housed in these bodies that are just the opposite, that are finite, that are delicate, that have a beginning and then they have an end. So being energetically aware means being able to know the difference in the dimensions that we're in. We're in a lot of different dimensions and in a lot of different forms. So when you realize that you're an unlimited energy form in a limited body, it really awakens your consciousness to know who you really are, because you're dealing with two different dimensions or two different worlds. You're dealing in the physical world with living, you know, a quote unquote normal life, you know, going to work, eating, exercising, going to sleep, you know, dating, etc. But there's also a part of us that's eternal, that's beyond form. And that's what Carl Jung was talking about with his collective unconscious, that there is another dimension of knowledge, of knowing, of being able to see things that can explain the patterns that we go through. So when Jung was talking about, for example, synchronicity, I don't know if you're familiar with the term.
Yeah, yeah.
But synchronicity is the combination of two unrelated phenomenon that have a connection with each other. So I don't know if you know the story of Jung and the beetle, the golden beetle or something. Anyway, he had had a dream in his unconscious about some issue he was going through in his life. And there was this beetle in his dream of a certain color and a certain nature. And the beetle was representing a direction of where this issue in his life should go. So he woke up and he thought, wow, that's interesting. I had this dream and I had this, it's called a scabbard beetle is what it was. Scabbard beetle. And I think Jung was lived in Switzerland, and this beetle was found in the Mediterranean, you know, and nowhere near Switzerland, like many countries away. And the later on in that day, when he saw a patient, the last of his patient, he looked outside his window and there was the same scabbard beetle that was in his dream, the exact same one. Now, you could say a coincidence, but you can call it a synchronicity. And what he was, what where he was going with that is that we're all connected on another dimension. We're connected in the third dimension, which is I call regular living. It seems that we're as separate as you can be. Everybody's doing their own thing, and you know, we've got people over here and people over there, and people want peace and people want war, and people want to protect the environment, people want to wreck the environment. You've got people with all kinds of different agendas. But there's another dimension where we're all one. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase about, you know, we are one, living together as one. John Lennon talks about that. And imagine, that's another frequency. That's another level of consciousness. And in energy awareness training, what we do is we teach you about the different levels of consciousness and the different dimensions of energy that are affecting us. Because the energies are just like light, for example. There's light that we can see, and there's light that we can't see. We can't see infrared light. You know, you can't see cell waves, you know, or microwaves, but they're all around us all the time. And many would argue that they're having an effect on us, even though we can't see that. So it's the same thing with energy. So the more energy aware you become, the more you're able to see different aspects of life and different dimensions in life. And boy, I'll tell you, it opens up a whole new, it's like a whole new life, or having, you know, x-ray vision to be able to see things that most people can't.
So people are, especially in the self-help community, for the people that would be listening to this, people go through life, they set up these goals, they try to chase after the goals, whether they achieve the goals or not. Sometimes they run into situations where they feel like they're stuck. And I remember being in college and writing music, and after kind of teaching myself along with my teachers in college giving me hints, I kind of ran across this slope that I had realized kept showing up in my thinking patterns over and over for when I set my goals. So I would say, I like this sound that I'm doing. For all the music nerds out there, I'm doing this major sound. I really want to do this Lydian sound. I can't get this sound down. And of course, the way that I measured it, the metrics were my own intuition. Those are the metrics that I used to measure how far I was getting with my musical progress when it comes to composition. So after a while, I kind of noticed that I would have these energy patterns where I'd feel like, damn, I'm not coming anywhere close to the type of song that I'm trying to put out. I'm trying so hard. I'm putting in all this energy. And I would feel stuck. It's like a plateau in art. I would feel this sensation that I had to fight against an energy to move forward. And then I'd reach that plateau. I'd finally get where I needed to be, which I usually only realize in hindsight. But I finally got where I needed to be, and I didn't feel any better. It isn't like I got to the point and I said, this is awesome. I wanted to do the Lydian sound. I got the Lydian sound down now. I don't have to do music anymore. I got it down. It's done. I feel good. Actually, I kind of felt a little bit sick, like I needed the next goal to come, like I almost needed the next struggle. But after seeing this process happen over and over and over, after seeing this slope of me needing to get to the next point and then getting there, I kind of realized that I didn't need to carry that energy with me, and that, you know, I kind of had this belief that if I just made it hard for myself, I'm not really sure where it came from either, but I had this belief that if I just made it extremely difficult for myself to get through it, that I would get better. So it was like, you know, I had this muscle in my head that was saying, you want to get better? Okay, well, go ahead and use this muscle as hard as you can. And of course, every time I'd use that muscle, it would get harder and harder. Now, after exhausting myself, I would get to those slopes. It would take way longer than I needed to. It would take way more energy out than I needed to use on almost any of the tasks. And after a while, I came to the conclusion, why don't I just go up that slope the same way I've been doing without carrying all of these negative beliefs that I have to make this difficult, which I didn't really realize until going over the slope and kind of, you know, getting that emotional leverage of doing it over and over and over and going, what the hell am I doing? And it's really only until the energy starts to pull you down when you really start to realize that the energy is even there to begin with, and you may be have even been using it to push you forward a little bit more. So this slope, I've realized that if I run into any form of master in anything, and it's kind of strange how these patterns show up everywhere, If I run into a master in any form, in any field, they always, in some way, shape, or form, have explained to me their own idea of this slope. I mean, like, my uncle's a mechanic, and his idea of the slope that he broke down to me was, is very basic. You can sit here, you can get upset, you can get pissed while you're working on the car. It's only going to slow you down. You're still going to need to do what you need to do externally. The negative energy will only slow you down. So, with that being said, is there any one practical tip that you'd like to leave people? Because, and a lot of what you say, like, I love the idea, I love the big picture, and I would really like to leave people with kind of a concreted, a very vivid picture of what you're trying to give to them, because I think what you're giving is incredible. I mean, for anybody listening, again, you're going to be those people that are setting goals, and things are going to start to get difficult, or you're going to start to procrastinate, and you do not know why these things are happening. And you can search far and wide, but if you don't get that energy thing that Glenn is talking about, you're just going to keep hitting the same wall over and over and over, to the point where it's almost self-abuse that you're putting yourself in the same situation over and over and over. So if there's one just really small, you know, tidbit, practical tip that you could give them for paying attention to energy or moving energy, you know, any great practical tip that you'd like to leave, what would that be?
Well, geez, there's so many, but I think the thing that comes to mind here is that studying energy and energy awareness training is probably the most powerful thing you can do to change your life in this year. Become energetically aware. That's what I would encourage you to do. I have a lot of training and I have a lot of tips. You know, it's energy awareness isn't something that you can just do in one day. That's why I call it a training. It's the ability to kind of see the world from a different place and navigate from a place of being able to spot energy. So I would encourage people to investigate and learn energy awareness training. If you want to have a great relationship, learn energy training. If you want to be successful in business and make a lot of money, learn energy training. If you want to be super healthy, you know, live your best active life, study energy awareness training, because all of the things that people are dealing with, whatever it is you're going for, whatever it is you're spending your time underneath that activity is the energy around it. Relationships, energy, money, energy, etc. So the ability to become energetically aware will open up a new dimension and will actually show you the tools to overcome virtually any obstacle that you have, and any challenge you have. If you're dealing with any kind of anxiety, worry, stress, fear, and you've been dealing with it for most of your life, you haven't been able to move it, energy awareness training can help you with that. You know, if you're looking to, you know, become more spiritual and more awake, enlightened, and conscious, energy awareness helps you with that, because what is awareness but the ability to be energetically wise and see. The thing is with energy is that you can train yourself to read energy patterns and to know the future. I mean, how cool is that? When you understand energetic patterns and the directions that they move and their characteristics, then you can know important information that isn't available to the naked eye. You can know things about a person, about an investment, about a job, about virtually anything, because everything's an energy. And energy has a power, a purpose, a frequency, a direction, and it gives off information. So if you're energetically aware, you know, you can know, is this the right person to date? Is this the right investment to make? Is this the right job to take? Is this the right time to move? Because there'll be energies will tell you. And they will reveal to you if you're energetically aware. But again, these are hidden, so you have to train yourself to learn how to do that. But if you do, anybody who hears my voice, your life will be amazingly changed in a short time once you become energetically aware. I hope you do, and I'd be happy to help.
many things this applies to. Like, I'll be doing, we'll say I'm going to do something business related, something music related, something content related with somebody, and I'll slow down because they'll say, well, we're going to do this deal together, or we're going to do this together, that together, and there's this awesome thing that I'm going to add in. And it's not that I'm pessimistic, it's just that I used to go, oh, awesome things, I would let my energy peak, I'd let my energy jump out of my body, and I'd get so excited, and I would never slow myself down to kind of look at, like, you know, the red shining apples that kind of tend to show up everywhere in life. I mean, there's been, and again, just from the content that I've gotten from your YouTube and Instagram, and hearing the guys, like, over in RSD share what you have to offer as a teacher in this world, it's already changed and helped so much, man. I really appreciate you. This is Glenn.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I appreciate you mentioning that. Anybody who's interested in the work, they can go to my website, energyawarenesstraining.com, for more information, energyawarenesstraining.com. I'm also on YouTube. As you mentioned, I've got a lot of great videos on there. And that's also Energy Awareness Training on YouTube, or Glenn Ackerman. And if you subscribe, I'll send you the latest video that I do hot off the press when I get it done. So those are two great places where you can find more about the work. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as well.
And again, thanks so much, everybody. This is Angelo Reyes. This is a podcast. Again, this is geared towards teachers, people that can bring good energy to us and the people around us in the world, and finding wisdom in many more places in life each day. Signing off here. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Thank you, Angelo. Bye, everybody.